Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With just 2 weeks and a day to go before Election Day and the vote for the next governor, the latest poll shows the incumbent Deval Patrick leading Republican Charlie Baker by 7 points. It's a margin far from the landslide Patrick enjoyed 4 years ago, when he excited huge numbers of voters in urban centers and in liberal-leaning communities around the state. We sent WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis out to a liberal-leaning forum last night to judge the enthusiasm for Patrick this time around. And Bianca joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about the forum.
It was a candidates forum held by the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization. That's a network of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders who organize around social justice issues. For example, they were very involved in fighting for universal health care in the state. It's a nonpartisan group, but the crowd was very friendly to Governor Patrick. But I would say their enthusiasm is not what it was last time around. Listen to Aliyah Khalidi. She's a third-year law student. In the last election, she attended a number of Patrick campaign events, and she held signs. But this time, she's not doing that.
I sense a lot of disappointment among my peers, especially among people who are just so active in politics and so inspired by his campaign. But he is the best out of the four candidates so far. I mean, in terms of his appeal to my generation, it's almost a resigned support for Governor Patrick.
So Bianca, listening to that, it doesn't feel like there's as much enthusiasm as we imagined there was 4 years ago for Governor Patrick. What did she tell you about whether she and her friends will actually go out and vote?
Khalidi said she and her friends are, quote unquote, political junkies, so they'll definitely vote. But I wonder if Patrick can't overcome this enthusiasm gap with other less political people, which is probably most of the population, you know, he may have a problem. It was surprising to me that in this crowd, people weren't a little more exuberant about Patrick. They were as a group. They cheered for him louder than anyone else, but in person, not as much. Listen to Ilana Adler from Newton. She voted for Patrick last time, but has been considering voting for someone else this time.
Certain things I wasn't sure. You know, just because of how things evolved in the past few years and what direction, you know, the state is going and the country is going. Like everyone else, you're thinking what is the best and who would do the best job. But I think I decided that a lot of what he had done, a lot of what he stands for is something that I value.
Adler and a few other people I spoke to were considering voting for Green Party candidate Jill Stein. But they are worried about causing Republican Charlie Baker to win.
If they take a vote away from Patrick
exactly.
By voting for Jill Stein. Let me ask about the issues. I know the organization, the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, last night asked the candidates to sign on to the organization's agenda.
That's right. And they got pledges from all of the candidates to support housing and jobs for Haitian refugees. They all agreed that if they are elected, they would put $8 million in their first budget for jobs for young people to combat youth violence, and that they would divest state funds for big banks that aren't following state usury laws, which set the maximum legal interest rate for loans. But the thing that they didn't all support was ballot question one, and that would repeal the alcohol sales tax. Currently, that tax raises $110 million a year that pays for addiction prevention, treatment, and recovery. The group praised Governor Patrick and Green Party candidate Jill Stein for supporting the sales tax, for keeping the sales tax on alcohol. But Republican Charlie Baker and Independent Tim Cahill would like to repeal the tax, and they got a big admonishment from the group.
Were there any questions about religion, considering this was an interfaith organization?
No, actually. There was an expectation beforehand that the organizers were going to ask the candidates to pledge to promote tolerance for different faiths, including Islam. But in the end, that didn't happen. Independent Tim Cahill, however, on his own, did acknowledge that he disagreed with locating the quote-unquote mosque in Lower Manhattan, although he said last night it didn't have anything to do with religious intolerance. He didn't, however, go into why he didn't support the Islamic Center.
Okay. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.